After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, the Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests, teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means among the rulers of Judea, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. When they opened their treasures, and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in the dream not to go back to King Herod, they returned on their country by another route.
Thank you, Ned. Hello, everyone. My name's Erin, and I am a curate here, and I apologise for my very strong accent, as I have just spent a week at home in Ireland, and I noticed this morning that my accent has got terribly much stronger. So if you hear any words you don't understand, you can ask me later on. I'll explain them to you. So this morning we are celebrating something that the Church of England call Epiphany. And Epiphany is all about the Magi coming to visit Jesus. Now, sometimes we call them three kings. Sometimes we call them three wise men. Well, the Bible doesn't tell you how many there were. We just think that there were three because they wrote three of the gifts. All we know was that they're from the east, and that they followed a star, and they came to Jesus, and they wanted to see him. But I wonder this morning, I wonder if we have any wise men here.
Bearing gifts, we travel so far. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yo, that shining star. Born a king, let me explain. Gold I bring to his acclaim. King forever, ceasing never. Over us all, he's gonna reign.
Well, welcome. Welcome, Magi, kings, wise men, or whatever we're going to call you. That was a bit of an entrance. I've already explained who you are, but tell us who you are.
We are the kings from the east.
Oh, from the east. You're a bit cool, aren't you, boys? Okay, well, we were just talking about you. So, let me get this straight. You saw a star and you followed it. That's a really strange thing for you to do.
We're not just kings, we're wise men. We spend our lives studying the sky.
We've been looking for that star for a long, long time, and we knew a king was coming and that his sign would be a star.
Right, so you followed a star, right? You went to Bethlehem. You brought presents with you.
Yes, we bought gifts. You can't visit a baby without a gift.
Okay. Yeah, but the gifts, though, The gifts, though, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. How on earth can a baby use those gifts? Why didn't you just bring him a teddy bear or something?
What you have to understand is that these gifts have a deeper meaning. If you read your Bible, I'm sure you'd be able to figure that out.
Did he just insult me? Was that an insult there? It's ridiculous. What's the meaning? What's the meaning? Explain to us, please.
The gold. Well, what else would you give a king?
The frankincense. This baby is the son of God and a holy man. We had to give him the best.
The myrrh, because it's only through this baby's death that the world would be in peace.
Wow, that's really intense, isn't it? So what you're telling me is that this baby you brought all the gifts to, all these weird presents to, was born to die to save the world?
Yes, now you finally get it.
Now I finally get it. 2 years of going to school, learning about the Bible. I think I wouldn't already know that. Thank you, Magi. You may leave. So these kings brought their gifts to Jesus. And I wonder if you had met Jesus as a baby at that time, what would you have brought to him? Kids, I wonder if anybody, if I could get my helper up, if anybody could tell me what you would have given to Jesus if you met him when he was first born. So hands up if you have the answer.
Hands up. Has anyone got an answer? What was the question again? I was listening.
Come on, Charles.
Okay, if you met Jesus as a baby, what would you have given him? Anyone? Is there a hand? I can't see. Oh, here. Okay.
A blanket.
A blanket. That's good, isn't it? Keeps him nice and warm. Anyone else got an answer for me? Oh, there's one over there. Did you choose me because I'm good at running or not? Okay, well,
bottle.
A bottle. A bottle to drink from. Yeah, that's good. Oh, one here.
Gold.
Well, I know whose parties I'm coming to.
A teddy bear.
A teddy bear, yeah, nice and soft to cuddle up to. That's sweet, yes.
A pillow.
A pillow. You need a pillow, don't you, in order to sleep. Oh, Toby.
Nappies.
Yeah, do you know what? I think Mary would appreciate that, wouldn't she?
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining in with us. You see, the gifts that these wise men that they brought, they were unusual. We think that they're a bit unusual, but they were the right gifts for this child because they spoke about who this child was going to be. See, the Magi were not there to see a famous person. They weren't there to get his autograph. They weren't there to get all the glory. They went there. They had a mission. They followed a star. They had a mission. And they wanted to meet Jesus. They wanted to spend time with him. They wanted to worship him. And they gave him the gifts. And they gave him the best that they had. And these gifts pointed to who Jesus was, and they pointed to who he was going to be. You see, Jesus is God in human form. He is the King. He is the healer. He is the one to be worshipped. Sorry, I have a stammer. It sometimes happens. And in this, in the new year, I want us to think about what we can give Jesus this year. Not Jesus as a baby, but Jesus as the King of Kings, but Jesus as the Savior, but Jesus as your friend. Now, I don't make New Year's The resolutions, because to be honest with you, I never keep them. Like, you know, I'll go on a diet and then I eat 10 bars of chocolate, you know. I'll walk, that's what I'll do. I won't join the gym. I'll walk and then I look outside, I'm like, spitting a bit, not going outside. Are my shoes really comfortable enough? Maybe I'll go tomorrow. So I don't do it anymore because I'm tired of being angry at myself. But this year, I made a promise. I made a promise that I would pay attention to Jesus. Because I know that my life and our lives get so full. We're so full. We spend so much time on our mobile phones. And let me tell you this. When I was at home last week, my brother, he loves his mobile. And it drives me absolutely around the bend. And I want to just go over and whip it out of his hand and throw it on the floor and stomp on it and say, now you have to talk to me. That's what I want to do, but I don't do that because, you know, I'm a Christian. But our lives are so full. We work really hard. We work long hours. We watch TV. We go to the gym. We look on our phone. We message people. We email people. We plan our holidays. We do all these things and all this stuff. And it fills up all our time. And then we go to bed at night and we think, oh, flip, I haven't prayed today. Or, oh, I was meant to read my Bible, but I didn't get time. Or, I'd love to go to church, but I'd rather go for a run instead. So we fill our lives up with all this other stuff that pushes Jesus out. The Magi brought their best to him. They brought their best. They traveled for a long, long time. They took a risk to get to him. And this year, my New Year's, my resolution is that I will pay attention to Jesus. And you may look at me and you may think, but is that not your job? And yes, it kind of is my job. But if you work for a church, you'll find out there's a lot more than just reading the Bible. We need to pay attention to him. See, we need to pay attention to him. Because the truth of the matter is that he came into this world and he died because of you. And the most important thing for us this year is that we pay attention to him, is that we say yes to him. You see, Jesus came to earth for you. Christmas happened because you are loved by God. He came to get you. He came to be your friend. He came to comfort you. He came to help you. He came to give you a life that you could never have dared dream to have on your own. That's what Christmas is about. And the Magi went to Jesus and they brought their gifts and they said to him, you are going to give me salvation. You're going to give me an eternal home. And what I am going to give you is I am going to give you the best that I have. I am going to give you everything that I have. Because you know what? Jesus, you deserve it. But what can we give him? The simple thing that we can do this year is say, Jesus, I'm in. Every morning before your feet hit the floor, yes, Jesus, today I am in to walk with you. And this year, why don't we be bold and courageous and give Jesus our yes? You never know what will happen. You never know where he will take you. When the Magi followed a star, they didn't know where it was going to lead. But I promise you that if this new year you give Jesus your all, he will take you somewhere exciting. He will take you to places you never thought you would ever be. I am from Northern Ireland. I have a stammer. I worked for the Home Office for 10 years. And I gave my yes to Jesus. And now I'm a curate in the Church of England. And I would have never dreamed 10 years ago that I would be here. And this has happened because I gave Jesus, I said to Jesus, yes, Lord, I am in. And it has not been easy. And there have been times when I've wanted to run far away. But it begins with giving God your yes. And today, let's give God the yes that he deserves. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Jesus, that you came as a baby, Lord, but you came as the Savior, Father, that you came as the one who loved us, Lord, that you came for us, Jesus. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that as this new year, as we get into this new year, Father God, that we could give you the yes, that we could give you ourselves, Lord. I pray you would help us to be courageous, Lord. I pray you would help us to step over the line, Father. And Lord, I pray that the things that are standing in our way, Jesus, that you would take down, Lord Jesus. And that we would meet you and see you, Lord. And let you take us on that wonderful, exciting adventure. Amen.